Hello, my name is Beau Tanis from Toronto, Canada, and I invite you to discover Nican. Nican, that's spelled N-I-K-K-E-N, has really become a dream come true business for me. And over the next few minutes, I'd like to share my story. Just a few short years ago, my life was very different than it is now. I had worked very hard in different jobs and businesses, but I wasn't satisfied either with my income or the quality of my life. I had worked for many years as a professional musician and writer. When I started raising a family, I worked in the areas of advertising and real estate, and I even opened up several retail stores, looking for that perfect balance of income and lifestyle, and I never really achieved it. And I had invested a tremendous amount of time, effort, and very serious money, and never really achieved what I expected to achieve. In fact, for me, the whole idea of financial freedom seemed like a very distant dream. But I must admit, I did have desire, and I was open for improvement. One day, a business associate of mine, Bruce Black, who's one of the former owners of Black's Photography, a nationwide chain of camera stores here in Canada, he shared an interesting experience he had with some Nican products. After having experienced a sports injury, one which bothered him for many months, he had tremendous relief with some Nican products. I was skeptical, but because of his credibility, I did try the products and was very impressed by how well the products worked. In fact, I used them on some friends and family, and my mother, who had a very dramatic experience, and very soon I realized that this company, Nican, was going to become as successful here in North America as it already was in several other countries. In my first couple of months with Nican, I sponsored about 20 people, out of which only a few, about a handful, took the business seriously. But those few have multiplied themselves into several thousand people, and now my business is growing globally, which allows me to live in a beautiful home in Toronto. I'm driving a brand new Lexus that the company pays for. I have a beautiful second home overlooking the ocean in San Diego, and I'm earning more in 1 month than I ever did in an entire year before. I've got freedom to travel, to work when and with whom I wish, and I've realized that once you get that money thing out of the way, there's far more creative and noble things you can put your mind to rather than worrying about bills. In fact, I've noticed that my whole view of life has changed rather dramatically, and my ability to contribute positively to others has become much more than I ever imagined, and this thing called Nican is much bigger and more positive than I ever thought it would be. So I really urge you to take a very close look at Nican. I want to thank you for your valuable time, and I encourage you to get right back to the person who invited you to listen to this and get all your questions answered. Go through the process of experiencing the products and getting to understand the business and see how you fit in. And I hope to see you on the Nican Highway.
The information you are about to listen to is an interview with Alan Vickers, former vice president of Nike, and president of Reebok for Europe, Africa, and the Middle East.
Hello, my name is Ann Bodak, and for the past 10 years, I have been a wellness consultant with a company called Nican. Nican was founded in 1975 in Japan and has grown to become one of the largest companies in the world for wellness-based technologies. Although my educational and professional background is in the health field, I won't be speaking on the technologies that drive this global company. Instead, I have the pleasure of speaking with Alan Vickers, to learn more about why he decided to become more involved with this company. Alan has an extensive business background that includes 6 years as vice president of Nike, and he has just recently retired from being the president of Reebok for Europe, Africa, and the Middle East. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Anne.
Alan, before we begin, could you please share with us exactly what you did while working with Nike and Reebok?
My first role with Nike was as the president of the French subsidiary, and later on I led the sports marketing group in Europe. I spent several years involved in Olympic licensing and worked very closely with the International Olympic Committee and the United States Olympic Committee. And more recently, I was the president of Reebok Europe, Africa, and the Middle East. Those were the roles I held, but in essence, we were all responsible for the development, marketing, and sales of world-class products which were relevant to our target consumers.
Obviously, you were extremely busy. Can you explain how you were introduced to Nican and what first caught your interest?
Yes, I was traveling back from Toronto to Atlanta and just happened to meet someone on the plane one day. They were sitting on a rather strange-looking device, and I was intrigued by it. And I think she was equally intrigued by my accent. And I found out later this is because she had international aspirations for her business with Nican and thought that I might be a good lead. Anyway, as the journey evolved, she explained to me about what she did. I became very interested to the point where when she asked me if I'd like to attend a meeting the following day in Atlanta, I said yes. I later thought that was probably a mistake. You know, when I get home, I'll just forget about the introduction. But I was still intrigued the next day, and I actually went to this lunchtime meeting and got a taste of what Niken was about. And later on, I then talked to my wife about it because, although I was very busy full-time in my role, she was someone who had a strong interest in wellness, a strong interest in health, and our family has always been that way oriented, if you like. And so when I talked to Pam about it, she was very, very keen to talk to someone from Niken. And really, that was the beginning, and as they say, the rest is history.
At first glance, Niken would seem to have very little in common with the industry in which you have been involved. Would that be a fair statement?
Well, I can understand that. I think, after all, Nike is a multi-billion dollar business. It's become a household name around the world. There are athletes around the world wearing their products. Every time you go to a sports event, you'll probably see a Nike athlete or some kind of marketing statement from Nike at that location. And so I can understand that. But I think if you look more closely, apart from the commonality of the name, Nike and Niken, I think if you look more deeply, you'll see that actually there are quite a few common factors. I think the first and most important one is that both Nike and Niken are big R&D companies. Nike has led the industry, the sports industry, by developing great products, by relentlessly coming up with new products, new ideas, which have appealed to young consumers in particular. What Niken has done, I think, and probably the strongest element of Niken, is to have products that are effective, products that are relevant to consumers, that actually provide benefits to consumers. So I think that there's a huge similarity there. Secondly, of course, Nike is in the sports and fitness business. Niken is in the wellness business, and I think that there are clear parallels between the two. The third one is an interesting one because many years ago, when mass marketing really came into being, I guess, in the 50s and 60s, and into the 70s as well, there were only a few opportunities for companies to talk to consumers. And they could all really send the same message. They could advertise, if you like, around the 7 o'clock news in the evening or after the Lucille Ball show. And in those days, life was simple. And over the last 30 years, life has become much more complicated from a marketeer's point of view. And it is much more difficult nowadays to get to your target consumer. Through the 80s and 90s, there was a proliferation of opportunities for marketeers, consumers, with the introduction of cable TV, periodical magazines. I mean, I counted on the way to the airport this morning how many lifestyle magazines there were on the rack, and I counted 63 different magazines, all of which are aimed at a particular target group. And the problem for an advertiser is that it becomes much more difficult then for you to get your message across to your consumer because you're not quite sure which magazines they're going to read or which cable TV program they're going to read and so on or watch. What's interesting is that over the last few years, with the intervention of the internet, the importance of one-on-one marketing has become the most important way of talking to consumers. And of course, the irony of that is that being one-on-one with consumers is exactly what the Niken business is about. It's about developing relationships with consumers on a one-to-one basis. Word of mouth, as Sergio Zeman, who's the famous chief marketing officer for Coca-Cola during the 90s, once said. In fact, he said in a book which he's published recently, the most effective marketing method is word of mouth. By far, it is the most effective method of marketing on this planet. So you see that actually Niken, this company which would appear not to be a sophisticated marketing company, actually for many years has been using the methodology that companies like Nike, like Coca-Cola, are now reverting to. The other element which I think is a commonality or a common point between Nike and Niken is the issue of branding. Nike is a brand. It's one of the few global brands that exist today. Niken is also a brand, and brands are about consistency, about providing consistent experiences to consumers over a period of time. And I think that the importance of brand to Nike is no less so for Niken. And I think it's one of the things that we look at today, and we should talk about Niken products. We should talk about the Niken wellness approach as opposed to talking about wellness in general and different products without referring to the handle of Niken. Niken is the key thing that we're trying to communicate to our potential consumers.
As your wife Pam began building a business with Niken, you were then offered the position of president of Reebok for Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. What was it that made you decide to become more active in building this business with your wife?
Firstly, the last 2 years, I've been based in Europe, and Pam has been working away building her Niken distributorship here in the US. And during that time, I think that the desire to work together as a couple, if you like, in business, as opposed to being a couple who've lived a marriage for 2 years apart, that has really been an additional motivation for us to find a way of having a business life together. Since I've returned to the US, I think one of the things which has really motivated me towards Nikken, or to developing a Nikken future for us and for our family, has been the sleep consultancy program. It's a concept which I think has got enormous potential. I think it's extremely well thought through. The issue of sleep and quality of sleep is one which nobody is really addressing. Certainly doctors are having difficulty addressing it because there is no real solution in their eyes. And it's not something that they've had a great deal of success with as far as their patients are concerned. I think that Nikken now has a very effective potential solution for a number of people. And I think that that program worked in parallel with the medical profession represents a real opportunity for us to grow our business. I guess in summary, after 30 years of corporate life, we're looking to do something else, something which will allow us to make the decisions and not be in that classic situation of trading time for money. And I think that Nikken is a business which we've become much more comfortable with. We love the products. We've had great product experiences ourselves. And now we'd like to really leverage my experiences and also the strengths of Nikken to create a really strong business for ourselves.
With a business background and as someone who ran a large international operation, what are your thoughts on Nikken and the future of this company?
Well, I've been fortunate to be involved with really good quality companies in the past. Nikken certainly falls into that category. It has great products, great people who work for the company. Quality runs through as a constant, I think, in everything that I've seen so far from Nikken. And that gives us a huge amount of confidence. I think, secondly, the timing is right. I think there clearly is a huge upsurge of enthusiasm towards a new attitude towards health, wellness. And I think that Nikken encapsulates that. As well as developing great products, I think that the way that Nikken has put together the sleep consultancy program and the wellness home concept are two very, very relevant programs which distributors can use very, very successfully. I see a tremendous future for Nikken, and Pam and I are truly looking forward to this next stage of our lives.
That's wonderful, Alan. I'd like to thank you very much for taking your time with us here today. Alan joins a long list of business professionals and medical practitioners who have also made the decision to join Nikken. We hope this interview was helpful in giving you more information on why the opportunity associated with Nikken has such great potential. Equally, we hope you make the decision to join the Nikken team. Thank you.
To learn more about Nikken, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.